Where to eat great Italian food in Rome? Well, I hear it's not as easy as it once was. The days of you can't get a bad meal in Italy never really existed, but friends tell me it's a lot easier to eat poorly there than it used to be. And there's one snag. You see, the integrity of Italian restaurant critics is not always a dominant characteristic. Be wary of local guides. Critics often care a lot more about what they gain from sending tourists to their pals' places than what a visitor, who will be in another city tomorrow night, thinks of their dinner. Your best bet is to check out the straight shooters like Katie Parla, who blogs at parlafood.com. Katie's a trained sommelier and holds an MA in Italian food and culture. She joins us from her base in Rome. Katie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So is it a myth that Italians generally are pickier about their food than Americans?
You know, I think once upon a time, you could say that Italians sort of had great palates because the ingredients that they were consuming were local and seasonal, and things that don't travel very far just tend to taste better. But that's really changed in the past decade or two. And now because of the financial crisis, people are more attracted to what they perceive as value than flavor.
So what form does that take?
You find that the portions in restaurants have grown while the ingredients that go into them have actually diminished in quality, and people are willing to overlook that in cases in which they leave a restaurant feeling full. People still do want to go out and have their dining ritual and spend time with their friends and eat. They can't afford to have multiple meals every month out at restaurants, so they sort of make up for this by just really diving into huge portions at lots of local places.
But I do know there are still places, little places all over the country where the food can be quite exquisite and not very expensive.
Definitely. It's important to know where to go. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head. A lot of local guides or locals in Rome know that when they send you to a place, you're probably moving on to another city or not coming back. So they're less interested in your experience and maybe the kickbacks they might receive.
So where should we eat? We come to Rome. We want to taste the food of Rome. What dishes should we look for and where should we be eating?
There's been a fantastic rebirth in sort of street food culture. Hundreds of years ago, people used to do a lot of eating out on the street simply because there weren't facilities to cook inside their houses or houses were fire prone. And so now, because of the financial crisis and because of this sort of niche movement to eat quality things, you have the rise of street food stalls, and there's a fantastic place in the new Testaccio market called Morte e Vai, where you can go and get a sandwich with bits of oxtail or boiled beef. It's all drenched in this really delectable oil.
Ugh.
Get really flavorful things for a price that everyone can afford. These sandwiches cost €3.
This sort of seems like the food trucks in cities here, and a lot of the food is fabulous, but it's also a way that very established chefs who are, you know, have expensive restaurants can do wonderful food but charge a lot less for it.
Definitely. Stefano Caligari is the one that comes most to mind. He opened this fantastic gourmet pizzeria called Sforno in Cinecittà, so a neighborhood in Rome.
Right.
And the second business that he opened was a little hole-in-the-wall pizza-by-the-slice shop that really took off because of his street food invention called the Trapizzino.
What is
and
that?
It's this, it's a very spongy piece of flatbread that's sliced open and filled with braised meat stews or chicken with bell peppers, typical Roman mains that are transformed into a portable and inexpensive form. And the Trapizzino now is served in restaurants all over Rome.
This sounds fabulous. Now, where else?
Well, I think everyone wants that fantastic trattoria meal.
Right.
For your classic pasta dishes like an eggy carbonara, you must visit Cesare al Casaletto. It's a fantastic place. It's so easy to get to. It's outside of the center, but it's at the very end of the 8 tram for €1.50. You're transported to this really fantastic, like homey Roman environment. They do spectacular fried appetizers and then really great meaty mains like meatballs and oxtail. The wine list is sensational. So certainly for the trattoria meal, Cesare is the place.
Okay.
And you must start with the fried appetizers. Just get fried everything. Every item on the fried appetizer menu should be on your table before you even think about your pasta course and main.
I understand. What's another one?
Pizzarium is one of the most important places to eat. It's a hole in the wall. It's like 300 square feet, including the prep space. And that's where Gabriele Bonci has turned pizza by the slice into an art form. Vogue dubbed him the the Michelangelo of pizza. And you can get really fantastic pizza rossa. It's a simple long-leavened pizza base with a really lovely olive oil-rich tomato sauce. The other pizza that you must try there is the pizza with potatoes, sort of a ubiquitous topping in Rome, but here it takes on a completely new consistency. The potatoes are amazingly flavorful. They sort of melt into the dough with the cheese. Pizzarium is certainly a must visit.
Okay, one of my favorite Roman dishes, pasta amatriciana, the pasta with the spicy, hot tomato sauce with guanciale in it. Where do I get that?
Okay, I'm going to blow your mind right now.
Okay.
You can unify amatriciana sauce and potato gnocchi in one location. It's called L'Arcangelo, and he makes the most perfectly pillowy potato gnocchi on Thursdays and dresses it with that guanciale, cured pork jowl-rich sauce, tomatoes that are cultivated in his hometown just outside of Rome, and a really fantastic sharp pecorino cheese, a little bit of black pepper. It's spectacular.
Best cup of coffee in Rome.
That's easy. Sha-sha. It's in zero guidebooks, but it is a spectacular coffee shop in the Prati district. Prati is beside the Vatican. It's an overlooked neighborhood, and Sha-Sha has been in business since 1919. They roast their own beans, which is, of course, is important, but their baristas also are very skilled. They have this long historic tradition. By far, the best coffee in the city.
Katie, thank you. Mouth is watering. We're ready to come. We know now what to expect.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, it was great to be here.
Katie Parla is a food and wine writer based in Rome who runs tours. She blogs at parlafood.com. Now, to taste what was all the rage in the Rome of Julius Caesar, try soft-boiled eggs in pine nut sauce from historian Patrick Foss. It's on the website, splendidtable.org.